BJ definitely took a step today. BJ Rossi, as far as going through the rehab and in practicing today. So, as always, when the player does come back for the first day, the examination tomorrow will obviously be very important. So, but it was good to have him out there.
When you play a game on field turf, does that impact your decision on whether a guy plays or not?
It does not. It's not an exact question and answer. I mean, the injury is which, you know, every injury is different. So it could, but once again, the way we deal with injuries is when the player is healthy, when it's definitely everybody's in line as far as the medical staff, the player, then he plays. So. I don't like to hedge bets and, you know, worry about next week or the week after that. This business is so competitive. It's important to go out each week and give yourself a chance to win.
Like when the other team has a kicker with a leg like their kid does, obviously very strong, how much does that factor into decisions you might make in terms of the field position game? You can bomb it away, like bomb field goals like he had.
Well, I mean, we're still going to try to stop them.
Right. Yes. But I mean, in terms of maybe you going for a long field goal.
Definitely. Well, those are always decisions that are made, during the course of the week. Everything, the way we do it is we have a game management meeting where we go through all the different topics, you know, weather, umpires, coin toss, the defensive headsets, you know, all those final review, the offense, defense, and special teams, field position in the dome. So those are the topics that we hit one more time as a staff, and then that's there's a process that Sean Slocum and I go through in pregame, and just based on how our specialists are hitting the ball and based on what we see from their side. So, but yes, that's all part of the strategy during the course of a game.
Mike, was it your plan to have Aaron go full today, or did you judge it based on when you got down there and how he was feeling?
Really, just talking to Aaron this morning. He's been getting a lot of treatment, so just talking with him this morning. He wanted to go today. Felt it was important to get on it and see where he was. Then once we start practicing, he said he felt like he needed to take all the reps. So, and he did.
How did he seem?
Good. I mean, Aaron had a good practice. Actually, I thought we had a very good practice as a football team today. The last 2 days, the tempo has been extremely high, and that's what we're looking for.
Did you cut practices back a little bit?
Today was just they're going so fast. I mean, we finished 17 minutes early, so our team periods were extremely effective today.
Was that the same yesterday, too?
Yesterday was cut back. Wednesday, coming off of Sunday night game.
Are you already on your winter schedule?
Not yet.
So you usually start at 11 at this time of year. I was thinking it was more.
We did a little differently in the past years. We had a regular schedule and a winter schedule. This year we went to we have an A and a B and a C schedule. So we were on our B schedule. Our C schedule will be our winter schedule. Not to get into all the specifics of it, just things that studies that we did in the off season. Based the way our schedule laid out, we felt that we needed it would be better served to go to three different types of schedules. So we started our B schedule last week.
Two more. Mike, were you happy with the way JerMichael played in the game coming off the shoulder injury? And are you guys kind of weighing now, given the fact he's still hampered by that thing, maybe?
Well, first off, I mean, for JerMichael to even playing the game was you know, I think it says a lot about him. And I know the training staff did not think he was going to be able to play after his exam. He was examined, Sunday and even Monday morning. So for what he did between Monday and Friday to get on the field to show us that he could do it, I think it's a huge credit to JerMichael. We put him on a rep count in the game and actually hit it, and I think it was about 20 or 25 plays. And it just, once again, he's ready. He wants to go. He wants more. But I know our doctors are a little reluctant based on, you know, his examination and what they've seen history with the AC joint. So we're trying to be smart with him, but he's chomping at the bit to play more.
Mike, how does AJ's role change with DJ out, whether it's know, more sub-package stuff for communication, stuff like that? What do you have to put on?
Well, AJ's always going to be, you know, at the front row that, as far as communication and how we handle things. I think he's excellent as a commander out there as far as the way he communicates, while he goes about it. But based on who plays in what group, you know, I'll really let Sunday sort that out.